From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli police say a truck rammed into a group of soldiers Sunday in Jerusalem, killing four soldiers, all in their 20s. Officials say 15 others were wounded in that attack, including two who were critically injured. A police spokeswoman said the soldiers had just disembarked from the bus when that attack occurred. A report on Israel Radio said bodies were strewn on the street. Israeli officials say the incident could be a possible terrorist attack. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least 13 people, wounded dozens of others. The bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market in a mainly Shiite district. There's been no immediate claim responsibility, although the Islamic State has carried out similar attacks targeting Shiites. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran accused of killing five people and wounding six others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the airport's baggage claim area.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack and reopened gradually Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. An official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, has been shot and wounded. Authorities are trying to identify a suspect. There is no known motive for that shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. This is VOA News. Many of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices are scheduled to appear at Senate confirmation hearings in the coming week, even though some have not completed a required ethics review intended to ensure they will face no conflicts of interest after becoming part of the government. Walter Schaub, director of the Nonpartisan Office of Government Ethics, has written to Senate leaders complaining that several of the very wealthy nominees have not filed documents, including financial disclosure reports, required for anyone being considered for a cabinet post. The Senate must vote to confirm a president's nominees for cabinet-level jobs. A simple majority vote of 51 senators is needed to confirm a cabinet nominee. A huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40 people, many of them civilians, displaced by months of conflict that devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The blast coincides with a fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered in late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. A cold wave across Europe has left at least two dozen people dead in the past 2 days, including several migrants and homeless people, with the frigid temperatures expected to continue in the coming days. Five Portuguese tourists were killed and 27 others injured Sunday when their bus crashed off an icy highway in central France before dawn on what is likely known as locally known as the Road of Death. The 40-seat bus was on its way to Switzerland. According to authorities, it appeared that the driver lost control of the vehicle because of ice on the road. 10 victims of the cold perished in Poland, and where temperatures were as low as minus 14 degrees Celsius. In Italy, the cold has been blamed for 7 deaths. Studies now show that the United States could become a net energy exporter, a major change brought about by new technologies that are becoming more efficient.
Strong U.S. energy production and relatively flat demand mean the world's largest economy will probably have energy to spare, according to the head of the U.S. Energy Information Agency, Adam Siminski.
The U.S. Could become a net energy exporter.
A few years ago, oil supplies grew, demand was stagnant, and oil prices plunged. In the past, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries coped with low prices by working out a deal to cut production, which boosted prices. But this time, OPEC kept pumping crude oil and let prices fall. Analysts say OPEC hoped low prices would crush high-cost competitors that would eventually leave low-cost producers like Saudi Arabia free to boost prices and make big profits. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.